This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Cheryl.
Tig.
This episode is...
passionate.
It is. It's passionate.
It is passionate.
It's very passionate. I was very into it.
Yeah.
And I could not wait, as you know...
Couldn't get enough.
...to get to that second episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll tell you all about...
That second episode teaser, man.
The lips. The lips.
Yeah. There's no way anyone can think for a second I went about my life not... thinking I got to get to that second episode after that woman sat down.
Yeah, we cover a lot in this.
We do. And in the beginning of the episode, you messed up and introed the episode incorrectly. It was supposed to be on this portion.
Okay, I'm going to do it, and I'll do it now.
And then people will understand what I'm talking about. But
yeah, they're not going to give a shit. Okay, ladies and ladies and jerks. I'm like, ladies and jerks. That's really no way to start a podcast.
Ladies and jerks?
It sounded like I was saying ladies and jerks, which I wasn't. I wasn't.
Who cares if you were? They're jerks.
Well, we don't know for sure.
Well, if they're jerks, then you're speaking to them, which means they're a
then
jerk.
Then they know who they are.
Yeah.
And they know who they are.
Yeah.
Ladies and jerks, welcome to Tiger.
Okay.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Cheryl Hines.
Tig Notaro.
I don't know what you've been doing, but I've been watching a two-part documentary series about Tiger Woods called Tiger.
Called Tiger. Yeah, I watched it. I cannot wait to talk about it.
It's a very similar name to a documentary
we did earlier
called Tig.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tiger King. We've really gotten a lot of Tigs and Tigers.
Yes, we sure have. I'm going to let people know what we're talking about, all right? Just in case they're lost, like, what?
Wait, are we going right into it? Is that what you're saying?
I don't see why not.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tiger.
No, Cheryl, that's...
No, we remember we said we were going to do that.
No, but that's for when we, after we record it, we're going to go back in... to the intro.
Oh, this is.
And then in the intro, you're going to say, everybody, welcome to Tiger. We have to keep this part in.
Please don't. Okay, let's get to it.
Do you want to wrongly do that again?
No, I think once is plenty because we'll hear it again.
I love that you didn't understand that
really
was supposed
didn't.
To go in the intro.
Like I've never done this show before.
In ways you haven't.
Okay, are you going to tell us about what?
Yeah, Tiger is a 2021 two-part documentary directed by Matthew Hamacek and Matthew Heineman. It chronicles the life and career of professional golfer Tiger Woods from his early life as a child prodigy to his barrier-breaking streak of championships, and finally his fall into scandal as he is exposed for multiple affairs and drug addiction. The documentary is produced by HBO Sports and distributed by HBO. Are you a fan of Tiger Woods? Did you follow Tiger Woods? Do you know Tiger Woods?
I don't know him personally.
Bobby does.
I don't think Bobby does because we watched it together. Okay. And I'm sure he would have been happy to tell me stories if he did.
He would have been like, oh, yeah, this is when Tig.
When Tig and I
did
were.
Did this. Or,
yeah. But okay. He didn't. So Do you know him?
No. Oh. Gosh. In fact, it was a little surprised how little I knew of his. I knew of him, of course, and I know what he does. But I was so not dialed into the scandal and drug addiction, and I thought he cheated on his wife, and they got a divorce.
And that was it.
End of story. And then I thought he was just golfing this whole time.
So, yeah, it covered a lot of ground. Mm-hmm. And do you golf at all?
I know I look like I do, but actually a girl hit on me once.
A lady golfer?
At a bar.
A pro golfer.
She came up to me and asked, are you a golfer? And I said I was not because I'm not.
That's
and
good.
She said, oh, you look like one.
Oh.
And I, which I think is probably fair.
Okay.
But also we were in a gay bar. So look around, lady. Probably a lot of women here look like
golfers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But that was her pickup line. And I did date her.
Oh, my God. So it worked.
It did work.
Are you a golfer? Works in a nightclub.
Well, she dated a pro golfer and had just gotten out of that relationship, and I'm sure was at a bar thinking, oh my God, I miss her.
I got to get with another golfer immediately.
Yeah.
And then she was stuck with you.
Yeah, and then she ended up with wah, wah, wah.
Oh, Jesus. Did she teach you to golf, if you will?
No, we never golfed.
And it didn't last, clearly.
It did not last. I don't even know how long we were together. When I think back, I wonder, was that for 2 months or 2 years? I have no idea how long I was with her.
It is really hard to know. Like, I don't know if it's after you get married or after you're with somebody for a while, but all your prior relationships, it's really hard to get a gauge on how long they were and how important they were.
Right.
Because at the time, I'm sure, I had some very important relationships with people.
Yeah, at the time, they seemed definitely important.
Yeah. Okay, listen, let's just dive right into Tiger, shall we?
I was asking you if you were familiar, like if you followed him or...
Oh, right. Well, I did not really follow him, but I do, plot twist, Hines plays golf.
I should hook you up with my ex.
We would have made the cutest couple.
Yeah, if I'm your type, you're definitely easily pivot to Cheryl Hines.
We're interchangeable.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Florida. I know we talk about this all the time, but golf is huge in Florida. And when I was in college, I know we talk about college too, like for whatever reason.
Quit reminding our listeners how boring and repetitive our conversations are. They already know. We should just rename this Welcome to Florida. Let us show you around.
Well, when I was in school, I grew up in Tallahassee, and I went to Florida State for a little bit, and I took a golf course, if you will.
Even if you won't.
Even if you won't. But I was the only girl in the class. So it was me and a bunch of guys golfing every day. It was really fun.
And are you good?
I'm not bad.
So wait, let me get this straight. You weren't rich enough as a child to watch Happy Days.
That's right.
But you golfed?
That's right.
Fill me in between
well,
the Fonz and golfing days.
I didn't have money to go to fancy courses, but I thought it would be fun to learn how
to pick up a guy.
Well, also, it's a nice place to meet guys. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Well, exactly my ex-girlfriend's point. Not that I'm a guy.
It's also a nice place to meet girls.
Yes.
So, yeah. So take up golf if you're single is what we're both saying.
Right. And end up in dead-end relationships, which ties us into the Tiger documentary.
Okay, right. We got to get back to Tiger. But yes, I followed him a little bit, but I didn't watch golf or anything like that, which is, I mean, we've definitely have to talk about that.
But before we do, I don't know what comedian's joke this is, but it is always one of my favorite jokes, and it's about golf and about how the commentators are like, Tiger Woods has just...
They're like whispering.
They're whispering and they're, you know, talking like this. And the comedian talks about how they, of course, talk like that to not wake up the viewers at home sleeping through such a boring sport. If anyone knows which comedian's joke that is, please let me know so we can give them credit. But
that
it's very
nice.
Funny.
We'll give
and
them
I hope
credit.
It's not somebody I hate.
Oh.
On a personal level. But anyway, go ahead.
Wow. How many people do you hate a lot of comedians? You can be honest.
There's like there's a couple that I think are the worst people. No, literally two that I think are the worst people that have ever existed on the planet.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, I feel like we need to talk about that one day. We will table it.
Okay, yeah.
But but that's pretty fascinating because you seem so. Yeah. It seems like it would take a lot to really get for you to say somebody is an asshole. I think takes a lot.
No. Two worst people I have ever met in my life.
In your life, okay. Then that takes it to another level.
Yes.
But I'm intrigued.
We can edit this out, but it's okay.
I want to hear all of that. Okay, listen.
Okay.
Okay. So at the beginning of this documentary, we see Earl, Tiger's dad, talk about Tiger as a baby, and he taught him how to play golf when he was so young. And you want to hear Earl talk about Tiger?
Talk about how cute Tiger was as a little
my God.
Tiger cub?
He was the cutest little guy.
I mean,
like a little angelic face.
Yes. Which he held on to for many a year. Yeah, let's listen to him talk about Tiger.
When Tiger was less than 10 months old, I brought him in the garage, put him in a high chair, strapped him in, and he'd watch me hit balls into a golf net. He was totally immersed in that activity. So much so that he had to be fed in there.
It's hard to listen to.
Because when my wife tried to take him out of the high chair to feed him, no way. No.
First of all, that troubles me so much because it's clearly, I mean, this is right out of the gate that you see that in the beginning of the documentary.
Yeah.
And it's clear, you don't need to see anything more about Earl to know that this is all his thing. It's not like...
He wasn't giving Tiger a choice of the matter.
Yes. It felt like this baby was a prisoner. Obviously, I'm sure... there was stuff that he enjoyed and it was an activity with his father who he loved, but it really felt like this child was in prison.
When he said that he put him in a high chair and he watched his dad, he watched him hit golf balls, but Tiger didn't have a choice.
He's strapped into a high chair.
And he's facing his dad hitting balls. Like,
it's not like he wandered in. The story wasn't about how every time I was practicing golf, Tiger toddled in and wouldn't leave.
He was strapped into a high chair. And by the way, where else is he going to eat if the high chair is in the garage? Where else is his wife going to feed Tiger?
Yes, his father felt that he himself, Earl, was selected by God – to raise Tiger to be a bridge between the races. He felt so, he was so delusional. And so,
well, was he? This, I think, is the big question.
Wait, I'm sorry. Oh. You're maybe thinking God selected Earl. God selected
I'm
Earl.
I'm saying God may have selected Tiger as a prodigy and given him this gift that we haven't seen before. And Earl is the facilitator.
But haven't we seen this before with Jack Nicholson? Nicholas?
Yeah,
Jack Nicholas?
I think it's Nicholas.
Yeah, sorry. I get them confused. I don't follow pop culture. Listen, but didn't we see that with Jack?
Well,
yes,
we did, but also
it's a new generation. So God selected Earl now.
Well, it has been predominantly a white sport.
I understand that. But you know, it's so crazy is all those years later, and I would look for it in all of the audience shots that, and I know he did so much and crossed all these boundaries, but it's not like all of a sudden the audience was just filled with black people after Tiger.
No, and as a matter of fact, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed watching the crowd scenes when Tiger would play, because it was a bunch of white people. And as soon as Tiger would hit the ball, make contact with the ball, they would start yelling, "Get in the hole." they all would yell, "Get in the hole."
How did I miss that?
I don't know. I think we have a clip of it because it's, you really listen.
This putt for the Tiger Slam. There it is, as grand as it gets.
It's like, that is the only golf cheer there is. And it's, first of all, it's a long one. It's not like touchdown or, you know, defense. It's to get in the hole. It's a phrase.
So that's a regular thing that people yell in golf?
I have no idea.
Well,
never
you're
been
a golfer.
Well, we don't yell that to each other when you're... Well, I guess you do, actually. It just sounds different with a crowd of people yelling, get in the hole altogether. But yeah.
I don't know how I missed that.
Oh, my God. I found, and maybe because I appreciate golf on a different level than you do, but I was fascinated by his golf shots and some of the putts he made, some of the drives he made. I mean, were you fascinated by that? Like, how can anybody do that?
Well, sure.
Uh-oh, you were not.
No, of course I was. But I also don't know golf well enough to be like, whoa, look at that putt.
Oh.
Look at that drive.
Oh.
You know, I've played putt-putt golf and goofy golf and, you know, all that kind of...
Count.
No. Nothing I've ever done has counted.
Has counted.
But anyway, he was clearly a prodigy.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. He was a prodigy.
Sure, but I don't believe that... Well, first of all, I'm not a religious person, so I really don't believe that God selected Earl.
If God was going to talk to anybody, he would just go to Tiger himself. He wouldn't stop at Earl first.
Why do we need this middleman? Just put Tiger on the planet. Why Earl? Okay.
Did you not like Earl?
I had my issues with Earl, and I can't imagine I'm the only one.
No, Earl was a, listen, Earl was a player.
Yeah. And you're not talking golf. You're not just talking golf.
And that's right.
He would cheat on his wife in front of his child.
In a Winnebago.
Yes. Well,
I mean, I'm not excusing it.
He's the chosen one. He is the one that God chose
to have
sex in a Winnebago. Well, by the way, when Tiger, those old clips of him saying daddy was the most heartbreaking. The way the filmmakers used that line in the beginning was so cute.
I know, because he was so young and yeah. they spent so much time together.
In the end of the movie, when they would bring it back and you would hear him saying, Daddy, it just destroyed me. It was such a great use of that.
Okay, I really think you're jumping ahead. And if the listeners, I think we need to let them know what's happening in this documentary before you, you know, before you, what do we call it? Spill the beans? No. Reveal things.
Our spinoff documentary show, Spill the Beans, with Tig and Cheryl. Oh my gosh, girlfriend, did you listen to Spill the Beans this week?
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Maybe people don't say spill the beans anymore. That's like something your aunt would say.
Okay. My aunt? What about your aunt? Everybody's aunt everywhere is saying spill the beans.
Spill the beans. Okay, I don't ever. You know what? I'm going to retire that right now. I'm going to promise myself to never.
You know what
say
else needs to
beans.
Be retired?
What?
I didn't get the memo. Or did you get the memo?
Oh.
Because people have not gotten the memo that they need to stop saying that.
I didn't get the memo. I don't think I've ever said that before. And
don't start.
Now that you put it in my head, I really hope it doesn't come up somewhere. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you say where you feel like you wouldn't, but it just comes out?
No, I'm very particular about what comes out of my mouth.
Your word choice?
Yes, but I have accidentally winked, and I feel like I've shared that on this podcast or maybe my other podcast, but I accidentally winked at like a 20-year-old girl.
Oh.
Did not mean to.
It was a complete accident. You looked at her in one eye shut, and you meant to shut both.
I was eating alone at an airport, this girl was like 20 years old, walking around with her tray of food, looking for a place to sit and have lunch. Mm-mm. And she had, here's the worst part. She had.
It's bad already.
It gets so bad and it's so not who I am. And if somebody saw me in that moment, they would really not understand that this was all a huge accident.
Just once in a lifetime.
Yes. This young girl is walking with her tray of food with cut off jean shorts.
Uh-oh.
With part of her bottom, her buttocks hanging out. That's
yes.
how she dressed to go to the airport to take a
yes.
flight.
Yes.
I was stunned. I was staring at her because I was stunned, not because I was attracted to this young girl. I was I was staring at her. She was looking at me while I was staring at her.
Oh God!
And then I winked. I don't wink.
But how did you just involuntarily winked? Like your body took over?
I was eating. I was eating. Okay. I was chewing. Yes. And she was staring at me. So I was trying to say hello because I was staring at her.
Oh.
And instead of saying hello, I winked. Oh. And then she sat down with me.
Well, of course. You just winked at her, which is the come over here.
But sign. Cheryl.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this girl sat with me at an airport. Oh. And had lunch with me because I winked at her.
That's a rocky start to a relationship.
Oh, gosh. Well, no, it's Stephanie. It's Stephanie.
Stephanie,
we have two kids.
Stephanie was wearing her cutoffs at the airport, yes. As she likes to do.
Yes,
just
you know
walking
Stephanie.
Around looking for a spot to eat. Bobby hates it when anybody winks. Although I think a wink is appropriate sometimes.
Yeah, if you're meaning to say, hey there, sugar, or hey there, sweetheart.
Wait, you mean like to a stranger? You mean to your partner and you're like across the room and you can't get to each other. So you give a little wink like, hey, well, I see you.
Well, all right, wink.
Why is yours gruff? All right.
Well, because I feel like gruff people typically, well, wink. Well, all right, darling. Oh, I don't know.
That's not how
it's rarely ever okay. Unless, you know what? Unless you are mute or unless you are being held prisoner, which brings us back to the Tiger Woods documentary.
Well, to veer off the Tiger Woods documentary for a moment, one time at my house, I don't know why, but the police showed up because they thought that somebody called 911 and maybe it was my daughter, which was very young. But they came into my driveway.
Speaking of being kidnapped.
I walk out and they said, and the guy says, did you call 911? And I said, no, I didn't. And he said, blink twice if you're in trouble. And you can't say anything. And then that really panicked me because I couldn't remember if he had.
If you were in trouble?
Well, I couldn't remember if he said blink, if I blink twice or if I blink once. And I said, look, I'm okay. I forgot if you said once or if I blink once, I'm fine. No, if I blink once, I'm fine. If I blink twice. And he's like, just blink twice if you're in trouble. I was like, okay. And then I blinked twice, which is like a ridiculous. And he's like, so you're okay? And I said, well, yeah. And then I started acting really weird because I found it all weird. And he's like, was not convinced that I was okay.
Well, that's like when people, I've read once, you know, if you're being abused by your spouse or something,
right,
that you should make a plan with a neighbor.
Hmm.
That if you are in trouble, you should call and say something like, I'm going to need 2 cups of sugar.
Right.
And I always thought that was odd, you know, if somebody is
work it in?
Beating, trying to abuse you, that you get on the phone and then you're like calling a neighbor and asking for 2 cups of sugar. It feels like you're going to irritate the abuser even more.
It seems like a hard thing to get into, but I like the idea of it.
I like the idea. I just feel like, I guess it was the example that they used, you know, come up with a plan where you tell your neighbor that you need two cups of sugar.
That's ridiculous. But my sister, Dr. Becky Hines, and I, we have code words. So if I were in trouble... And I couldn't tell her I was in trouble.
Wait, why did two sisters have to come up?
Well, because you don't know. I mean, listen, life is crazy. There are, you know, things, crazy things happen. So
I know that.
But if somebody,
I've
somebody
been alive for 49
you,
years. I know crazy things happen.
You know crazy things happen. So if you called me and you said, if you said,
I'm going to need 2 cups
no,
of sugar.
No, I would say, come on over and get it. But if you said to me, if you called and said, Cheryl, let's talk about national headlines right now, I would think, oh my God, Tig is in trouble. Because
no, you would think I was flirting with you because from a previous episode, the term let's make national headlines means let's have sex. So it would be an inappropriate, weird call if I contacted you and said, hey, Cheryl, let's talk about making national headlines.
Hey, maybe that's not the best example. But my husband and I have a code, and I can tell you guys because I'm sure nobody in my family is listening to this except my sister, Dr. Becky Hans.
Hi, Becky.
If we're ever on the phone and we can't talk because somebody's sitting next to you, we uh-huh. say, whoa, traffic is so bad.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And then we know you cannot
speak
freely.
Well, what if traffic is so bad and then Bobby's like, who's with you? And you're what? Like, no, traffic is really bad. And he's like, wait, I thought you were alone. Then how do you get out of it?
It's like, who's on first? Okay, should we go back to Tiger? I mean, really.
Oh, my gosh. On what? Our outline, it says at 18 years old, Tig wins the 1994 U.S. Amateur Championship on our outline.
Somebody didn't write out Tiger.
I thought we had producers. At 18 years old, Tig wins the 1994.
Amateur. Tig, did you?
In 1994, I was just about to start doing stand-up. I was not golfing.
Okay, so it was Tiger. It was not, you did not win.
No.
So Tiger started winning lots of amateur championship
games.
18. He was young.
Yes.
The thing is, Tiger was a young, hot golfer. We had not really seen that before. I hadn't seen it in my life. I was always, you know, I don't want to say old sad guys because that's not true, but old
people that looked like they'd crack open a can of beer and sit on a boat all day.
Right? Yeah, like dads. Yeah. Like dad bods.
Mm-hmm. And then Tiger quit college to mm-hmm. go pro and got mm-hmm. a multi-million dollar deal from Nike mm-hmm. and Nike saw Tiger as potentially the next Michael Jordan
mm-hmm.
or Gandhi or Jesus. And I think it was kind of a pivotal moment where Earl started to get nervous because he had so much control over his son for so many years.
Yeah.
And now
so many other people were involved. It's so interesting because he really is that great of a golfer. And he is multiracial. So he's representing different races in a way that had never been represented before in golf. So it was very exciting.
And Nike really went with playing the race card.
Yeah,
and
they call it playing the race card. Yeah.
With the first ad reading, there are still courses in the U.S. I'm not allowed to play because of the color of my skin. Hello, world. I've heard I'm not ready for you. Are you ready for me?
I loved it. That's strong.
Yeah.
That was bold. Strong. That was powerful. Yeah. And
yeah,
I mean, and Nike, they were so smart to go with that and to put it out there. And it's true. Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't want to skip ahead. Because there is something that happens in this documentary that made me crazy.
Okay.
But yes, so he explodes on the scene. Now, did you like that Tiger's first girlfriend was in this a lot?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, tell me.
There were a lot of people in this documentary. And I have to say, that was another thing I really enjoyed about the documentary was that the whole time I'm thinking, I can't believe all these people from his life are willing to come on a documentary and talk about him, so many private details, and he's not even on this documentary. And I kept thinking, why is his ex-girlfriend, why is his friend, why is his caddy, why is everyone willing to come on this documentary? And then you find out later, not to spill the beans, but that Tiger he had a pattern of cutting people out of his life and beginning with his first girlfriend.
Ah.
So did I like that she was on here after I realized that there was a pattern? I also didn't find her annoying or anything. I mean,
well, I thought it was because she's on at the beginning. She's a very likable person. I enjoyed listening to her talk. But I thought, oh, it's strange that there are no interviews with Tiger. There are no interviews with his ex-wife. So I quickly realized, oh, I don't think this was authorized.
Okayed
this,
by Tiger.
Yeah. It really made for a grittier documentary.
Yeah.
The kind that you like, because we really saw some, I wanted to say dirty details, but that sounds...
Well, it can go along with, well, dirty details, spilling the beans, you know.
Dirty details. My aunt would not say dirty details.
Dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry, yes. Dirty laundry.
But yeah, his girlfriend, I thought it was a nice place to begin to give that insight into his history,
yeah,
and who he was, especially since she seemed like a completely normal, decent person.
Yeah. You know what else really I thought about this documentary? I thought it was really, really interesting to see him age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it must be so strange to watch a documentary, if he watches this, about yourself.
Oh, he watched it.
When he was 2 and when he was,
yeah,
you know, 16, 23, 45, or how old is he now? 40. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that interesting to you?
Of course. Yeah, the whole thing was. It was so fascinating.
So he,
and,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No. I was just, go ahead. I know I totally cut you off in the middle of your thought.
It really doesn't matter, but he...
does anything matter?
Tiger... ends up meeting, what is his wife's name? Is it Elaine or
Ellen?
Ellen?
I would be so Ellen? Afraid if I met her, I would never say her name out loud because I would be fearful of saying it incorrectly.
It was interesting to find out that she was this Swedish nanny.
Yeah.
Because I just assumed when I saw her for the first time that she was a model.
Yeah.
She's obviously... gorgeous.
Yes. I thought she was a supermodel. I was surprised to see that she was one of the golfers that he played golf with, one of the golfers' nannies.
Yeah.
And she was not into him at first. I was kind of surprised by that. Tiger Woods is flirting with you, you'd be like, yeah, that guy.
So if Tiger Woods was flirting with you, you would be,
like hey.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Tiger.
You're like, oh, I used to play in college. Meet my dykey friend Tig, who looks like she plays golf.
Do you want to hear from Dina, his first girlfriend?
Yeah, let's hear from her. And keep in mind, they dated for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, something mm-hmm. like that. And then they spent the night together. Tiger's parents found out he got in a lot of trouble. Mm. And then she received this letter and then never heard from him again.
Dina, the reason for writing this letter is to inform you my parents and myself never want to talk or hear from you again. Reflecting back over this relationship, I feel used and manipulated by you and your family. I hope the rest of your life runs well for you. I know this is sudden and a surprise, but it is, in my opinion, much warranted. Sincerely, Tiger.
Wow. A letter that you write to your boyfriend or girlfriend that starts with, I want to inform you. That's not a
yes.
good sign. That is really not a good sign.
To whom it may concern.
It is not a
That's
good sign.
That's the
start.
Only way it could be worse.
That was not, clearly somebody helped write that. And Tiger's mom was also instrumental. I mean, it sounds like, I don't know this woman, and I didn't know Earl either, but it sounds like perhaps these two had a hand in the letter.
In
writing.
Everything.
Catilda.
In everything.
Catilda Woods, but they called her Tita.
Was it not Tilda?
No, they called her Tita.
Tita? Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm not concerned with details, okay? So in the second part, I thought that it was teed up so nicely.
If you will. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, even if you won't. Teed up. And if you will. So when the second episode started, and it's this woman that sits down so casually, just like, all right, what do you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
You remember how that second
yes.
episode, or the teaser for the second episode? I was like,
quite a tease.
Oh, damn.
Because you knew that girl had
something happened.
That girl
Tiger's parents are going to write a letter to her. I think he spent the night with this one.
That, yes, that really, it was very effective and it made you want to watch what happens next.
Yes. But then when the second episode starts, curveball, he was sleeping with a Perkins waitress.
Yeah, that was a curveball.
I was like, wait, this isn't the woman that lured me to the second episode.
That's not the woman with the hair extensions and the crazy lips and that. No, this one. Yeah, they cut to a Perkins.
You thought her lips were crazy?
Did you not think her lips were crazy? I mean, I don't mean to speak poorly about somebody. It's clearly a choice. She wasn't, in my opinion. I don't think she was
I didn't notice.
There is no way one person watches this documentary and doesn't go, whoa, look at the lips.
I was not paying any attention to that.
I wish you were hooked up to a lie detector right now because I would love to see that thing going off. There's no way. And it's an odd choice, don't you think? It's so big.
I truly have no idea what you're talking about.
You're such a liar. Okay, so there's
one. What would you do if I had my lips done? What would you do?
Well,
would you, let's say I showed up, would you pretend like you didn't notice? Or would you say you've gone too far? You have officially gone too far.
I would.
Meanwhile, I've done nothing. But let's just say, would you say you've gone too far?
I would first check in with you to see how you feel about it because I actually
diplomatic.
Yeah. And of course I would have to say something about it because I wouldn't be able to hide my reaction because I'm not good at like keeping a straight face when somebody does something crazy.
You would laugh in hysterics.
Well, I would probably
and you would say, "What do you think about it?" What does Stephanie think? When people ask those questions, they're stalling to think of what they're going to say.
The next thing. Yeah, I would say, whoa, hey, hey, look at you. How are you? That's a new look for you.
I feel great.
Great.
I feel great.
That's great. Great, great, great. Well, you know, you definitely are
a person.
Yep. You definitely are a person. It is hard. What do you say when somebody has a bad haircut or I don't know?
I'll likely not even notice. I remember I knew a girl that worked at a coffee shop and had pink or green hair. And I had an office underneath the coffee shop. And she was like, "Aren't you going to say anything about my hair?" And I truly didn't even notice. And I think it's because she was very hip and cool all the time. So having pink or green hair just didn't even
register.
No.
You were used to her being cool and doing interesting
making
things.
Bold statements. So with her look. So I was just like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice you had green hair."
Well, anybody that watches this will notice what is her name?
Her hair.
Mm-mm.
Rachel's hair.
Rachel. You could tell.
Yeah. She was a hostess in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when she sat down, she was like, I have nothing to lose. Everyone already knows me as Tiger Woods' mistress. And I was sitting there going, wow, I have never heard of you.
Or the woman from Perkins.
Yeah. It didn't cross my desk.
No.
I didn't know who this person was that he cheated on his wife with.
Right.
I truly thought it was one, and only come to find out in this movie, he had not only cheated, but basically was having relationships with numerous people.
Yes. And all the while, so at this point in his life, he has become this international superstar. He's making tons of money.
He's making Cheryl Hines money at this point.
not true. And
cold, hard Cheryl Cash.
And he married this beautiful woman, Elin, and has a little baby. And then you find out, oh my God, he's been...
The National Enquirer was...
Following.
They were following him. And you know, while I was watching this, I was thinking, if Tiger Woods has a girlfriend these days, my first thought is, why would you ever date this man?
Oh.
But then my second thought is, actually, he's probably the person to date now because he's been so busted so many times that he probably is paranoid that somebody's following him, right? Mm.
I don't know if it works like that.
Yeah, people still cheat. Yeah. They find ways.
They find ways, but they all, yeah, and they also, they go, just this one time and it's not going to matter. And
yeah.
So this big scandal happens. Mm-hmm. Well, first, before the scandal broke, Earl died at 74 of cancer. And before mm-hmm. Earl died, Tiger started distancing himself from Earl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Earl really wanted to be in his business all the time. And Tiger said, no, thank you.
Tiger was like, listen, I know God chose you, Earl, but I need to break away now. And I'm just going to have to ask you to tell God that I need my space.
I think that is what happened. And that was very difficult for Tiger. And he won his first tournament after his dad died. And he broke down, like, sobbing in the arms of his caddy. And then
that was so sad. And by the way, how awesome was his caddy? I loved that guy.
So great.
Steve Williams.
Yeah, I liked him a lot, too.
Steve, if you're listening, reach out. I want to be your friend.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Tiger, if you're listening, I would say... reach out to Steve.
Oh, life lessons.
Yeah, I would say apologize to Steve.
Well, because at some point, so the scandal breaks. Everybody's hugely... The beans are spilled. People are so disappointed they can't
beans
believe...
Beans are everywhere.
People cannot believe what Tiger has done and...
He has presented himself as a squeaky clean family man who is juggling his professional and personal life perfectly. And he has set himself up for a real big bean spill.
I take issue with what you just said. Okay. Because I don't know that Tiger was the one that said to the world, I'm a squeaky clean guy. He was pretty private. He didn't really... talk about much other than golf.
Okay.
You know, he never...
Well, then I made a mistake. I misspoke. That's but all we do on this podcast.
All we do is misspeak.
We misspeak.
But there were plenty of people who...
We spill beans and we misspeak. Why is it all of a sudden a problem?
Well, I'm just...
The beginning of the podcast, we never even brought up Tiger for 30 minutes. And I remember thinking... Maybe we'll never even talk about the documentary for this episode. Will be an episode where we never discuss. Never came up.
for an hour, it just never came up.
Oh, yeah. It just never came up.
We are such assholes. Anyway.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. This lady... Rachel Uchitel. Uchitel? Yeah, the one with the lips.
You could tell. Because remember, they made jokes about you could tell she was a... Yeah.
You could tell, yeah. She was an interesting character, I thought.
I felt for her.
Oh, you did?
To some degree. I felt for everybody. There wasn't a single person on this documentary that I didn't completely feel for. Because there's so much insecurity... I mean, it's easy to say, why are you drawn to this person? Why are you involving yourself in this chaos? They thought they were special. Each one of them thought they were special and that they were in love and that, you know, maybe he's going to leave his wife.
I mean, right. The general public doesn't need to, you know, yell at them every day, these women, because Tiger was also involved. So people are making all these... everybody's so much better than Tiger and the women that he slept with. That part was hard to watch, I thought.
Oh my gosh, the paparazzi yelling.
It was disgusting. And then, long story short, Elon leaves him. Tiger, we find out, has a drug addiction. He got pulled over for a DUI.
Well, he has knee problems, so he got addicted to his pain pills.
Yes, that's right. He had a lot of physical problems, yeah.
Which I was surprised to find out that something so delicate and gentle and sweet as golf can destroy your back and legs.
Yes, the way he does it.
Why'd you throw attitude? Oh, yeah, the way he does it.
I think if you went out and golfed, you would be fine.
Wait, why? How do you know I'm not a prodigy?
I have a feeling.
What do you think my putt or drive would be like?
You want me to be honest with you? I don't think you would actually make contact with the ball. It's harder than it seems. It's harder than
it
seems.
I was at a bar and a woman thought I was a pro golfer.
Yeah, you look like a golfer.
How dare you? That is homophobic.
That doesn't mean that you're a good golfer.
I consider that a hate crime, what you just said to me.
It was a compliment. It was a compliment.
Oh, well then, in that case, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. If I were to golf.
Yeah, you think you'd be fantastic.
I would wear those like Argyle socks up to my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Knickers. Is that what it is?
No,
yeah, knickers
don't.
And one of those little hats where you deliver newspapers.
With a ball on top.
Yeah, like with a ball on top. And and looking back on my life, biggest regret, and I don't have many.
Mm-mm.
I wish I had never smoked a cigarette, and I wish that when I had gone to putt-putt golf, I had dressed like that.
It's not too late for that one.
I know, well.
You could still do that as soon as this pandemic lifts.
Will you do that with me?
I will not.
Why?
Why? Because.
Would you at least go with me to putt-putt golf, and I could dress like that, and you could just dress?
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that.
In one of your crazy outfits that you wear?
I would definitely do that. So what in the documentary, wasn't it, talk about heartbreaking to watch the footage of Tiger after he was arrested for driving under the influence?
That was rough.
It was really rough.
And all I could think in that moment was about his kids.
Oh, and thank God they weren't in the car.
Yeah. He ended up having another kid. So he has two kids at this point.
Yeah.
But there's just so much that children have to clean up and deal with and process that parents
pile on them.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has a story, and everybody has a story about their childhood, and there has to be.
I don't.
yours was perfect. I remember all the stories of your perfect childhood with the perfect parents.
Excuse me, madam.
Madam.
I'm sorry we could afford Happy Days in our house.
Here's the good news.
Uh-huh.
Because we've got to wind it down. A lot happened in this film, but it's really fun to watch. Now he's in his early 40s. He's sentenced to go into treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually gets clean. And he gets off the drugs. And he starts working out again, and has a different attitude about golf. He sort of learns how to golf again after all of his surgeries.
And no offense, Tiger, but when he came back,
oh dear,
he didn't look as great as he used to.
Well, okay, he's 40. What is he now? He's 40 something now.
But he looks like maybe he had some rough years.
He did have some rough years,
and he looked like it.
Really? At the end, are we going to tell people how it ends? We'll tell people how it ends. At the end.
What, Cheryl, why wouldn't we tell people how it ends? Why are
because
you so hesitant to spill all of the beans? Why do you always want to keep one little bean?
It's so rewarding. The ending is so rewarding that I don't want to blow it.
Okay. This episode, let's not spill all the beans. Let's make your dream come true, and let's withhold.
Now people are listening, thinking, oh, I don't want to watch the documentary. I just want to hear what happened. they're not going to do that. Okay, I'll tell you what happens.
I'm not going to listen.
He gets back out there and he wins.
What?
By the way, before he even... This is the part that made me so mad that I didn't want to say early on.
All right, little finger in the air.
The guys at the Masters gave a lecture.
Yes.
To Tiger.
It's despicable.
I'm paraphrasing. I can't believe you had an affair with these ladies and acted like that and shamed the name of golf. But let's see if you can get back out there and make something of yourself. It was so... I'm watching all these white guys sitting there listening to this thinking, are you telling me that none of you guys have done anything like this? It was disgusting. And they said one of his friends said, you know, if it was a white guy, would they have been saying that?
No. If it was Jack Nicholson?
Nicholas.
Nicholas?
You know who Jack Nicholson is, right?
I do, but I know he's the one that's not a golfer.
Do you think he's a golfer?
I know.
Do you think he's an actor?
Right, but I don't know if he's Jack Nicholas.
Jack Nicholas.
Right. I don't know if the actor is Jack Nicholson or Jack Nicholas, or I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I see. You can't. It doesn't matter. It's never going to matter in your life which one is which, I think.
For sure. I've gotten through just fine because... I dread it. As soon as I have to say the name, I'm like, oh, I have to do this thing where I go, Jack Nicholson? Jack Nicholas? Which one? I have to do that every time. I hate when either of them come up in conversation because I have to say both of their names and sound confused.
Just to cover your bases.
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't stick in your head. It doesn't stick in your head. I understand. Yeah, no, they would not have said that to
who?
Jack. Let's just call him Jack. I'm going to say Jack.
Jack N.
Huh. But then he got out there and he brought the heat and he won Masters at the age of 43. I mean, he started golfing when he was, what, 18, 19?
Yeah.
Winning these huge tournaments, had this, you know, this terrible setback and everything that happened to him, and then to come back and win this tournament was just so... Did you love it? Did you love the ending?
It was very good. This whole series, the two episodes, sucked me in, I have to say. I couldn't wait to get to the next one, especially when that woman sat down and was like...
You love that lady.
When she sat down.
What do you want to
know?
What do you want to know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we move to our final segment here?
Yeah.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary.
Okay. Most important question.
Did you cry?
Did I cry?
Did you cry, Tig?
Did I cry? You know, I didn't cry, but I teared up a little when Tiger won and his caddy was hugging him after his father had died and his father wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagined there was so many emotions going on for him that it was beyond just his father not being alive. It felt so intense on so many levels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you cry?
No.
Of course not.
I'm not a big crier, but I mean, sometimes, you know, I might, but not this time.
Okay, let's say you didn't cry, but what did you find to be the most touching
emotional.
Or emotional?
I thought it was very difficult to watch his DUI experience, and I felt kind of, I didn't feel good about myself for watching it. I felt like it was a private, should have been private. And
this whole thing was private.
I know, but that was so... Because you're watching it happen in the moment that it happened. Everything else is like, well, he did this.
You weren't watching it in the moment that it happened.
Well, it captured the moment, Tig. That's what film and video does. It captures the moment. It captures the moment.
I'll tell you another part that I thought was so... I thought it was really, really intense. When the paparazzi was yelling at...
Elin,
when she had her little babies in the wagon, I almost jumped through this
I know
TV screen and said, "Oh no, you didn't."
Oh, are you gonna have another special called "Oh no, you didn't"?
Yeah, well, you know, if Talk to the Hand does well, but that moment was so well done in the movie. It was so impactful. It was so so sad and devastating and painful to watch. It
very
made
painful.
Me so upset.
And you could only imagine that that was just one moment in time.
Of course.
That has to be every time she went outside.
This, I would assume, innocent woman with these two precious little cubs in the wagon.
Yeah. And people are yelling hideously.
People are
awful.
Despicable.
And then at the very end, when he won that tournament, and then he...
You love that.
Grabbed his son. And they hugged, and he was so happy. It was...
I had mixed
so
feelings
joyful.
There.
Oh, my God. What other feeling do you have besides pure happiness?
I had happiness, but then I was triggered by my fear.
That he's going to do that?
Yeah, that Earl, the chosen one by God, had too much of an effect on Tiger that, yes, on the surface, it seems like a beautiful moment, but I think it's a complicated thing. I know it should just be this blanket, easy, simple thing of, look what Daddy did, and the kids run out and they hug and they lift him up and then they parade him through a crowd of strangers. And I don't know. I just, it wasn't as simple for me of just, it was so...
uplifting? Yeah. It was complicated for you.
It was. I apologize. I can't pretend like
no,
it wasn't.
I don't accept your apology. Let's move to who were you attracted to?
What everyone wants to know.
Were you attracted to anybody in this film?
I would say I was attracted to Aline.
Who isn't? I mean, she's like a perfect looking person.
Yeah.
We never heard her talk, but I mean, I'm sure she's fantastic.
I'm sure. In fact, when we get off of this episode, I'm going to Google her talking.
Oh, I wonder if you'll find anything of her talking.
I don't know. How do you say her name?
Elin. I don't know. I'm gonna say
do you
Elin.
Think his whole relationship with her, he was saying it hesitantly? Elin?
I think he just never said her name.
Who were you attracted to?
Well, of course, the Tiger, I thought, was, you know, he's a very attractive person to begin with. And then his talent is also attractive. And then that he went through this, you know, reformation, I thought was very attractive. It's not easy for someone
okay,
to do.
Okay, if you were single now, would you, if you met him at a bottle service Vegas situation,
yes,
would you date him?
Well, I would, you know, vibe it out.
Vibe it out.
I mean, if there were sparks, you're worried that he's like still cheating and being crazy.
Oh, I'm worried. I am worried. You are reading my face so well. If you vibed it out and it worked out, could we potentially one day... know of a Cheryl Woods? Please meet my friend Cheryl Woods.
Like I said, if there were sparks, if you spark it. I wouldn't hold things that he's done before against him.
Okay.
Would you? I mean, you would, clearly. I can hear
you. Well, I'm not into him the way you are. I'm into his ex-wife. Well. And I have no problem with how she handled herself.
No, she did it. As far as we know, she did it perfectly.
I feel like she just up and walked away and you didn't hear from the woman ever again. And that was that.
Yeah.
I was going to say if she's listening to reach out, but then I remembered I'm married.
Dick. Well, we would still like her to reach out just to say hi.
She's not going to.
We invite you.
Can you imagine if this low rent operation of ours is where she finally speaks out?
She's like, thank God you guys brought it up because I've been dying to tell people a lot of things.
Yeah, and when I pressed play on this episode, I listened the whole way through. No, no chance.
Okay, We got to get out of here.
I think we should do one true fan mail, though.
All right, do it.
Before we go, we have a review from Jenlaw34 titled, Almost Poke My Eye Out.
I like the title.
Well, you're going to love the message. Jen writes, I was putting on mascara while listening to the podcast, and I almost poked my eye out from laughing so hard. I'm obsessed with Tig and Cheryl. I would climb on their car.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, Jenlaw34. Is that Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence. It's
I can only assume.
It's gotta be. I think it's.
Wow. Well, hello, Jennifer Lawrence. Thank you for listening. Can you imagine if Jennifer Lawrence was listening and putting eyeliner or mascara on and was so tickled that she stopped and reviewed?
And wrote to us. That would be so nice. I would be surprised.
I would be.
Thank you, J-Law. Thank you, J-Law.
All right. And remember, we love reading your messages, comments, and reviews. So keep letting us know what you think about the docs. Leave us a review. And we just might read your responses on the show. Do you have anything to promote?
No. Just be nice to each other.
Okay.
Just advice.
Well,
how about
I'd
you?
Like to bring up my book that came out in 2015.
Oh, God.
I'm just a
no,
person.
No, we're not doing that. No, this is a, there's a cutoff. There's a cutoff.
My HBO special, I'm just, what's that called? Boyish Girl Interrupted.
You guys follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. That is important.
It is. And subscribe. Hit subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to our listeners.
Oh.
Have you subscribed, Cheryl, to this podcast?
I have no idea.
You should.
Why? Because I'm...
Just so we can seem more popular. Yeah, I subscribe and I listen every week.
What if you make Stephanie listen to this over and over? Just so we can get a click.
All right.
Okay.
You want to do it again?
Oh, yeah. I want to do it again.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Tig Notaro, and Cheryl Hines. It's produced by Gabi Kovacic and Thomas Ouellette. Audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really, really appreciate the reviews. You can email us at tigandcherylstruestory@gmail.com. Next week, we will be talking about the imposter.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.